try to live my life every day. Key out is drive, come what may. I try to do unto others as I'd have unto to me, but it can't be done for everyone, and now it's plain to see. You are a cunt, 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 but if that's speaking cunt,
she's cunt.
Said and true, but it tell you, you're motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from yet it owes your name. This facade, and now I see, dearie me, what an asshole this would be.
Big hassle.
I'm out of luck, don't give a fuck, cause you're the cunt, not me.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt, 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 big fat stinking cunt.
You cunt.
Standing true, but I'm here to tell you, you're motherfucking cunt. You are a cunt, 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 motherfucking cunt. Everybody knows from head to your toes, you're a big fat stinking cunt. Why don't you shut that scabby cunt mouth before I fuck up your face?
Fuck out of my goddamn fucking face. Whatever.
I try to be real nice, say it twice, good advice, even though it's futile. Fucking imbecile.
What?
I don't know why I try to deny this nagging itch. You maniac, gonna get you back, you fucking son of a bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the Conspiracy Underground, also known as the Conspiracy Underground News Team. I want you to sit back, relax if you can. Sometimes when people are listening, they might be driving, but do the best you can and get a kick and a little sense of funny that you can get out of the news with yours truly and the right lip. Okay? That's me and Ryan, Ghost and Ryan. The left lip and the right lip here doing it on the Conspiracy Underground. Thank you for all your support. Wait till the end. You can find out how to support us even further. But without further ado, I say, why wait for anything else other than we just jump right into what you're here for? And that is the news. So again, thank you for all your support. Thank you for sending in everything that you guys do. And we'll see you next Tuesday. Or Thursday. You never know. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Conspiracy Underground. We are the Conspiracy Underground News Team and the Tag Team Champions of the podcast world. I'm the Lunatic Fringe Left Ghost. And with me, as always, is the Right Lip, Ryan motherfucking Dean. I screwed that completely up. It's been like 3 weeks.
The Left Left.
The Left
like a
Left.
Remix.
The Left Left. You know, last time we were on here, we had a little reverb action going on, but he's hailing from parts unknown in Laos, where he's playing with his new favorite toy, a stick.
A stick and a hoop?
Just a stick.
Just a plain old stick.
Yep.
Oh, Matt's already in here. What's up, buddy? He sent some pretty interesting stuff, too. And, you know, before we even continue, I want to thank the people that sent stuff in, because we're doing every other week now. You know, there's some people that are, you know, asking like, what's going on with you guys? Are you guys still friends? Of course we are. We still want to do this.
We sparked that drama already?
Huh?
We got that drama already?
Well, I guess, dude, because I mean, I was kind of known as a bit of an asshole in the podcasting world.
You were, and it was funny because I remember everybody's like, I'm scared of Ryan, man. He's a dick. He's an asshole. I'm like, he's a fucking teddy bear. Like, what the fuck?
Nice. It's just, I will talk shit. Usually when we're doing these things, we're buzzed or under the influence of something. For you, it's only alcohol. For me, sometimes it's other things. And yeah, man, sometimes I just get going. So your boy has PBD pod looking into my water story. Oh, yeah, dude. That's the thing. He sent us a water story, and then he also sent us the big thing that I kind of teased, I cock teased you with, the etymology of the word cunt.
Ooh.
Which is a beautiful thing. So I can't thank Matthew enough.
What is PBD pod?
I'm not sure. PBD, elaborate, Matthew. It's got to be a pretty good sized podcast if he's abbreviating it like that.
Yeah.
It's like the NBA, the NFL, PBD.
PBD. Right. Yay, yay.
Real quick, though, I wanted to thank Tyson.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Brandon, Matthew, who's already in the chat. We need more people in the chat, too. You know, just because we're here every other week now doesn't mean that we can't hit that 100 that we try to always hit every time.
Mm.
Michael, Ken, Steven, Kyle, and Hank, Jim, Kyle and Hank are in here twice for some fucking reason. Maybe they sent you and me something.
They could have.
And also, me, Jarl, what is this one? Well, this is from, Stefano, and he says, yo, bet. Make more cunt fucker, please. So he wants us to do more cunt as well. I think we were thinking about just doing the every other week over the summer, but we're going to see. There's nothing in concrete stone here. I wouldn't mind going back to every other week. Wednesdays are kind of tough for me.
Huh? You mean every week?
Yes, every week. Wednesdays have become tough for me lately. So we'll figure something out. Yeah. We'll try to get you the weekly episodes. Victoria, Christopher, and I think that's where this week's end. So thank you guys all so much for sending stuff in. You make our jobs easier here.
Yes, absolutely. Because I know I was even looking today, and I just can't find anything that's, like, piquing my interest.
Well, yeah, and, like, a lot of this stuff, since it is every other week, like, we're not, like, breaking fucking news here, right? Mm-hmm. We're not talking about super trendy topics, but I think that's why people like it. We're not talking about the same shit that everyone's talking about.
Right.
So Patrick Bet David. So that's actually I think that's a pretty big show.
Bro, I am hip.
Matt, David, hold on.
I am pretty fly for a white guy.
Stop it. Oh, yeah, the PBD podcast that's actually the name of the show. And yeah, Patrick Bet David that's a huge show. So,
okay.
I mean, I hope that you're going to end up on that show, Matthew, and it's pretty cool to see people, like, you know, getting into podcasting and taking it serious, you know?
Hell yeah.
Like we used to.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's fun. So, yeah, we got to keep the conspiracy world afloat because it's gone to shit, dude. It's really gone to shit. There's a lot of black pills out there now.
There is. Lots gone on since we recorded last. I mean, we had the 4th of July. Made we great did. Food. We'll have to touch on some of the food we've made over, you know, the past couple of weeks. But in that time frame, when I was on vacation the week before, Luis from he'd been on Talk at the Tavern a couple times. He lives in New York. He's Puerto Rican. Bob on Jim Bob's show, and I forget the fucking name of the show. I'm drawing a blank. I haven't listened to a
interesting
fucking,
dude. I like yes. that guy.
Well, he sends me a message on TikTok. He's like, "Hey Ghost, how you doing? You know, here's my number. Hit me up." So I text him, hit him up. Anytime I ever talk with this dude, it turns into a conversation where my mind is just left hurting because he's all over the place, but not scattered all over the place. Like, it's very controlled on how topics he wants to talk to. I had a great conversation for about an hour and a half with him on the phone while I was cooking and what have you. So it was nice to touch base and hear from him. I know I think I have something going on. I don't know when it is. Maybe in a few weeks, maybe a month or whatever. Want to go up to the city again. I've only ever been there once, but I'd like to get some of this New York pizza. Maybe if I can get over to New Haven and see what that's about. You know, fucking Dave Portnoy and his fucking shit. Every time I watch his shit, I'm always hungry, and I'm like, I just want fucking pizza.
Dude, pizza, I mean, I know people hate, like, the Pizzagate thing gave pizza a bad rep, but, dude, pizza is, like, you can't even say pizza is your favorite food anymore in this fucking community, you know what I mean? But it is, it's up there. It's
Especially there. Pepperoni. Like, a extra pepperoni pizza, hands down, it's so simple, but yet so fucking good.
A little extra peppy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, I think, I mean, even cheese, I've started appreciating just a really good cheese pizza. You know what I mean? Like, I do prefer the pep on there, but you gotta pep it up a little bit. But, so what else did you get into this weekend? Did you talk about anything that you have done so far? I'm trying to keep up with,
No, Matthew's comments. 4th of July, saw some great fireworks, did a nice barbecue. You know, did the works, you know, got burgers, dogs, some chicken. I forget. It was a couple weeks ago now. Saw two great firework shows. One the night of the, or the day after the 4th, because they had to postpone it. And then the following week, the town across the river from us always puts on what they call the Sunbury Celebration. It's a yearly thing, and their fireworks are amazing. I mean, they just they start off with those ones that just go kaboom, and you feel it in your chest.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was fun. Made some Sonoran dogs the other night. That was amazing. And guess what? I did have beans. I forgot until the next day.
Yeah. I mean, beans are a must on there. When you were doing the Sonoran dogs, I was doing some Korean dogs.
Nice.
We didn't make them. We picked them up. But yeah, dude, those are fucking bomb. Anyone has like a two hands in their area or Korean hot dogs in the area, fucking worth the try. They're corn dogs, but they are so good. So, you know, two hands is where it's at.
Hell yeah. Matt, what are you trying to say? You were just in PA?
I was trying to decipher that too. That's why I wasn't listening to you too well. That was Justin, PA. Justin, as in Justin.
As in a name.
Yeah.
This weekend, what part do you live in again? I live in central Pennsylvania.
He's probably juggling some things around. You know, he's got kids. So
either that or he finally has some free time and he's enjoying himself.
Sure, sure.
Never know.
Dude, I just noticed that pile of laundry behind me in my background.
I didn't even notice it until just now.
Well, if you could see my desk, I'm so glad that it's just this, because my desk is a fucking mess right now, and I didn't realize that my background is as well. I took a lot of pride in, like, setting up this little wall, but mm-hmm. you can't even see, like, the Ninja Turtles or anything, so it is what it is. But, yeah, dude, so 4th of July was fun for me, too. We went to... there's a nice hill on top of, it's like a mountain range mm-hmm. kind of, but it's the hillier part. Parked on top of this hill, you can see all of like Tucson's like lights and stuff at night. And there was about 5 or 6 fireworks shows that we could see from up there. So we were just fireworks in all directions. It was really cool.
Did you hold hands?
We kissed.
Oh, nice. You can't beat that.
No, we didn't. I don't think we kissed, but we were like up there just chilling. And it was fun seeing the fireworks, having a little White Claw or two while we're watching it.
Oh, yeah.
And then come back to my house. Mind you, I have 3 dogs. 4th of July is like fucking Vietnam for mm-hmm. these fucking dogs. So come
That's
home,
where Peer Pet Wellness comes in.
It is, but I mean, that doesn't even... I don't want to say it doesn't do the job because it makes it sound like it's not a good product. It does for the most part, but with my dogs... they freak the fuck out for no reason.
Yeah.
2 of them are strays, and then the other one that's been babied his whole life just has to act like he's been abused his whole life, too, when the fireworks start going off so that he gets attention as well. Right. So it's a shit show, but I came back, cleaned up a little bit of shit and piss, and then, you know, it's fine. I understand. They didn't get in trouble. But what was real nice is that my across-the-street neighbors have, like, a legit fireworks show every 4th of July, every New Year's. So there was like industrial grade fireworks going off right across the street from me. The booms were flipping the dogs out, but it was nice. We got like 7 fireworks shows that night. So
hell,
it was really
yeah.
cool.
You can't beat that.
Yeah, dude. Made some kebabs, some chicken kebabs. So
I made some of them Sunday night. Now, I cheated. I went to the grocery store. I was hungry. Okay. We have do you have Aldi's out there?
No, it sounds kind of like a Fry's or Safeway type thing.
It started out with 2 brothers, and I think the other brother split off and started Trader Joe's.
Okay.
So, anyway, long story short, they're originally out of, I think, Germany is where the company started. I was walking around. I was hungry. I was getting stuff to make breakfast, okay? And I told you about that breakfast sandwich that I made.
Yep.
I look down. I see... oh, carne asada, marinated chicken, already on skewers. I grabbed the last...
We call that pollo asada in the biz.
Or, yeah, what did I... did I say carne? Yeah, pollo asada. Pollo is chicken. So I grabbed the last 2 packs. I put a little extra seasoning on them, you know, just in case, because I wasn't sure. You can't lick raw chicken. I mean, you probably could. I wouldn't recommend it. So put them on the grill... hit them with a little bit of smoke. Great, great flavor. I mean, they weren't spicy like how I've made the asada seasoning, you know, with the chilies and what have you. But the lime really came through on it. And nice. It fucking tasty. They were hot. Really good.
That's hot. Yeah, dude. I mean, Pollo Asada, fucking Al Pastor. You can try and look for some of that, too. It's pork. Mm-hmm. Fucking real nice.
What do they call shrimp?
Camarones?
Yes, but that's it.
I don't know if that would be good with carne asada seasoning. I think you did some of it like that, but I don't know if I would like it.
I did one for Memorial Day, and a big hit.
Look at you, dude.
Big hit.
Ice is going to start coming after you if you keep cooking shit like that.
They might. Wait till I go out and get a suntan.
Yeah, dude. You might not look clear.
Yeah. I might not look like a ghost.
No, spooky. Dude, I don't know if you remember that one time when I told you, like, when you did that dumb intro for Halloween, and you're like, boo, I hope we scared you. And then, dude, I was trying to download that when I was in a meeting for my job, and it just blasted through the speakers everyone heard, and they're like, what the fuck are you listening to? And I was like, oh, it's nothing, sorry, I just clicked an ad. But,
boo,
yeah, dude,
I hope we scared you.
So embarrassing, dude. Yeah, man. I think that we just get right into some fun stuff here. So,
we can. I watched a really good movie.
Okay, well, let's not get into that stuff yet. Let's find out what movie.
A
you
little
got into.
Late to the game, but not too late. Sinners.
It's Men in Black that he watched.
Yes, actually, it was Of Mice and Men.
Okay.
No, Sinners. If you get a chance to check it out.
Oh yeah, I watched that too.
I thought it was pretty good.
I don't like those movies that make white people the bad guy just because it's, like, cool to do that now. I saw that like that.
Okay, see, I didn't see it like that.
Yeah.
But I can see where you get it from that. You know what I mean? Because the
I don't see how you can't see it like that with, like, our mindset, like the conspiracy mindset.
Yeah.
Because it's like the same as Get Out. Remember Get Out? The one where the black people... Have you seen Get Out?
Yeah, where they go in the mirrors and all that on the beach or whatever, that little girl.
No. Oh, no, that's fucking something by the same director.
Uh-huh.
But no, Get Out is like where old white people want to hijack the bodies of young black people. Like they switch their brains because they want to feel how it is to be cool, basically.
Oh, okay. I don't think I've ever seen that one. Now, it's mind you, I was feeling pretty buzzed when I watched this movie, so I was on it for the vampire. I don't want to spoil anything, but it has to do with vampires, so I was.
Well, it shows that in the commercial. You're not spoiling shit.
Okay, so
it's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's a good movie. We watched that actually this weekend.
Nice. I think not this past weekend. The weekend before is when I watched it, so I thought it was good. Kind of got me binging Vampire Diaries again, not gonna lie.
Twilight? You a big Twilight head?
No, I hated Twilight.
You team Jacob or team... what the fuck's the other guy's name?
I don't even know who they are. I just know that the one
Jacob's
dude,
the hot werewolf.
Okay. I just know one, like, shimmered or something. And I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? I couldn't even watch it.
What was the dude's name?
I don't know.
And I remember they were saying, like, he was, like, scientifically the most attractive man ever because his face is very symmetrical. And I'm like, he looks like a literal fucking vampire. He does. He's not Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, yeah. But and then he went on to play Batman.
Edward.
Edward. Oh, that was his name. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think
his character as Batman sucked. That whole fucking movie. I fell asleep. I never even finished it.
Yeah. Well, wait till they start having like fat black women play Batman. That's coming.
Okay.
It's coming, dude. Just like everything else. I saw a little thing, a meme where it was like, yeah, fucking Matthew hit me with the Edward later. I got that before he told me, Matthew, just so you know. I'm cool. I know about Twilight. But yeah, I saw this thing where it was like Hitler, like a documentary on, or a Hollywood creation of the Hitler movie. And it was a fat black lady playing Hitler, like all the shit. Like, because that's the whole narrative, like with Hollywood, where it's like, let's prop up, like fucking Ariel, right? There's that whole conspiracy of every redheaded character in comic books is played by a black person.
Oh.
Well, you haven't seen that?
No, I have not seen that, but I did see something come up on my For You page on TikTok about, I don't know, maybe a month ago, that gingers are actually African-American.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't, like, I only seen a couple of the videos, but a true ginger is African. And I didn't go any further, and the feeds just kind of stop showing up and what have you, but I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, I want to try to get a clear picture here, but I mean, it is actually a really interesting thing, and I wonder, like, what the significance of it is. Let's see if we can get this a little bigger. But, I mean, you have... Fuck, I can't get a good picture that's clear. But, I mean, it's literally, like, I mean, scores of characters that are played. Like, Storm was a black chick, right?
Oh, in the comics? Yeah, Storm always was a black chick.
Yeah, so...
Played by Halle Berry in the movies.
Yes, which is actually a good casting. Okay, let's see if we can find this. I mean, this is just a small...
Hang on, keep talking real...
Well, I wanted to share this.
Okay. Go ahead. I can hear you. I just have to...
What's wrong?
I just have to do something real quick.
Okay.
I'm not stepping away, but...
Okay, you got to beat off? There's...
Yeah.
This is, I mean, it's very small, but I mean, yeah, for anyone that hasn't seen that, I mean, like, I think like April O'Neil, all kinds of different characters throughout, like, all these things. Red-headed characters, obviously Ariel's the big one. Princess Fiona, it looks like, and Shrek. The pictures are so small, but one of the JoJo and the Pussycats or whatever that show was. I'm just looking through, man. It's crazy. Mary Poppins? No, Mary Poppins was played by a white chick, it looks like, but I don't know all these characters, but you get what I'm saying. There's an epidemic going on.
I don't know. It is what it is, I guess. I don't know.
It's just interesting. All right, we can exit.
But speaking of movies, see if you can pull up the new Predator trailer. No. There's a new Predator movie coming out. And I was just like, what the? How to
use auto. All right.
It looks good. And what was the other? There was one, something about the pig face people.
Oh, the Badlands trailer?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see if we can get this going here. All right. I'm going to share my screen once again. Here we go. You should be able to hear it, right?
So this is your first hunt. And you've come to the most dangerous planet in the universe. After a creature that can't be killed. The definitive apex predator.
I could help you.
Well, good luck with your journey. Here, you're not the predator. You're the prey. We might not be alone in this hunt.
I think it looks dope as shit.
Yeah, it looks really cool, actually. I like that.
So, Predator, to get back to Matthew, I don't know what part of Pennsylvania you're in. I live in central Pennsylvania. And then you're supposed to hit him up to play Fortnite. And Hank, what's up? What is up? I only got one word for you. Brewers.
Brewers? Are you a big Brewers guy?
If I was to follow baseball, that would be my team.
It's because you're from Wisconsin.
Right. But they're tied in first place in with the Cubs.
Interesting. Yeah, Diamondbacks are shit in the bed, I feel like, last I checked. Yeah, dude, actually, Matthew, me, Ron Weed from the Imaginary of Thought podcast, and then my buddy Jared are fucking crushing on the finals. I don't know if you have the finals downloaded, but it's free with EA Game Pass or whatever the fuck they call it. Worth the download, buddy. It is fucking awesome.
But I mean,
I'm down to play Fortnite, too.
It's in the sport. Huh? It's in the name.
It's in the game.
Yeah, that too.
In the game and the name.
And the sport. All
right, dude. So I led off with this, right? I led off with a nice... Ah,
dude, you are about an hour from me. Next time you're in the Harrisburg area, hit me up.
Oh, hell yeah. He was around Harrisburg.
That's what I said. He was about an hour from me. I said, the next time you're in Harrisburg area, hit me up.
For some reason, I want to say he lives like around Detroit. Am I making that up in my head? Probably. But I thought that Ghost was from Wisconsin for the longest time.
You did.
Lived in Wisconsin. But, yeah, dude. So I brought this up. And we talked about this a little bit before we started fucking around here. And it turns out cunt is actually a beautiful word. Okay? Let's examine this from a show. This is actually a really fun show, too. The name slipping my mind just because I've been out the game for a minute. I think it's the Cult of Conspiracy. And these guys are actually really good dudes.
Oh, yeah. I think they're from, like, Louisiana, I think.
Okay. Okay.
I think I had them on the tavern.
Okay. Well, let's check this out. They had a nice little banter about cunt.
Akron, Ohio.
Oh, that's right, dude. How did I forget that? He always sends me Ohio shit.
Yes. That's why I was just like, I was going to say Ohio, but then, I don't know, you had me second-guessing myself.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Yeah, he always talks about Ohio. I'm fucking dumb. That's just the brain damage. But all right, here we go. Check this out.
You got to share your screen.
Okay. Don't yell.
All right, my bad. I just haven't seen you in a while.
Huh?
I just haven't seen you in a while.
I know, it's been so long, dude. All right, here, check this out. Some fun knowledge on the word cunt and also queen. Here we go.
Translates to hussy or prostitute.
Right, the whore of Babylon.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And
you want to hear something even crazier too? How about, did you ever look at the what is it called? The etymology? How about the etymology of the word cunt? This is crazy, dude. It's literally the exact opposite. So the cunt that everybody gets so up in arms with nowadays, literally it translates. So it comes from canabula and then into cuntipotent, and then conical, caniculate. And it's all like from the core word of cunt, right? C-U-N-T. Mm-hmm. Cunt came from the Greek goddess of Cunthus, A-U-N-T-H-S, which literally translated to all-powerful feminine magic or divine feminine.
Wow. So,
again, bro, how about queen translates to hussy or prostitute?
So... Yeah, for some reason it cuts out there at the end. But yeah, queen, we started a little late, but queen translates to prostitute or hussy. And cunt basically means divine feminine.
Wow.
Okay? So.
Fellas, start calling your woman a cunt.
But explain it first,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, definitely. So, I guess our show is the divine feminine.
I think so, dude.
Hosted by two masculine men.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think
we are Pisces.
Body, I think you embody divine feminine energy.
Oh,
very
yeah,
much
oh,
so.
Yeah,
and I'm.
You're kind of there. You only do it when my dick's in your mouth.
Come on,
weird.
All right, I think that it's probably more than that, but that's fine. So look, dude, the reason, like, so it did come from Kunti, as they were saying, which is a great goddess name, Kunti. It's probably Kunti. So I'm sure, like, if you were going to pronounce it, it would be Kunt, because this is in Hindu. So I feel like it would be Kunt, Kunti.
I thought it came from a Greek goddess.
Hindu goddess Kunti, according to this this site.
So probably, yeah, you're right. Kunti.
Theestablishment.co. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you want to call your girl a cunt even after this. It's like rocking a swastika tattoo, and you're like, oh no, dude, it actually, before Hitler took it over, it was like a symbol for the sun and like eternal, you know, greatness and stuff. It doesn't really land anymore. These things have been hijacked, but it went from cunty, which I'm just going to call it cunty. This is supposed to be, there's supposed to be a movie out about this. Because this article was written some time back, and it says, and soon to be movie for this, this female body in Mahabharata, we're going to go with, which is a Sanskrit epic. There's the whole story of Kunti, and then Christians demonized the word because they demonized female sexuality, right?
Shocker!
I know, and this is the thing. I always tell people, like, I kind of, like, side with Christianity more than a lot of things, but it's just like any group, dude. Like, the high-ups in any of these groups are such pieces of shit. I don't care if you're talking Catholicism, Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, I'm sure, too. Like, the
Mormonism.
Hindu gurus are going to fuck your wife. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if you get in there, if you get in their little cult. So the high levels of all this stuff are always pretty corrupt. You can think about that outside of religion, too. Business, like high-level businessmen, I'm talking elite businessmen, are usually probably pretty shitty, right? So we got a lot of... What happened to your finger?
What are you talking about?
You got a giant bump on your finger.
Oh, I smashed it.
You didn't even notice that?
Oh, yeah.
On your finger.
Yeah. No, I smashed it at work.
Fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, hopefully it's not always just like that, and I never noticed it.
No, it's not. But I do need to go get it looked at because it's not going down.
Yeah, it looks fucked up, dude. Hopefully you're all right. Can you bend it?
Oh, yeah. I got full movement. Like, it doesn't hurt or anything.
Show that thing again. God, it looks like you fucking fingered a hornet's nest or something. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Why would you not get that looked at way sooner?
Because I hate going to the doctor.
Well, yeah, me too. But I mean, like, just, fuck, get that thing drained or whatever. Did you hit it with a hammer or something?
It was plywood. A few sheets of plywood came, wham, right down on my hand.
God, and you didn't break it, huh?
I don't think. Maybe I did break it. I can bend it, so I don't know, and it didn't hurt when I bent it.
What if that's just your life now, if your finger is just like that?
Oh, boy. I don't need to have this conversation. I have this conversation somewhat frequently.
How are you going to finger my butthole with
that? Oh, it's going to feel good. It's going to hit the love spot.
It's ribbed. Yeah, it's ribbed for your pleasure?
Oh, it's very ribbed.
All right. So anyway, it comes from the demonization of this comes from the Christians. In the Middle Ages, Christian clergymen preached the idea of a woman's genitals as the potent source of evil, referring to it as the cunnis diaboli, meaning devilish cunt. Okay? Now, shrines across South Asia depicting any reference of the goddess Kunti were also destroyed, and they were deemed grotesque and blasphemous. So it's gone on through the years. It was in the Middle Ages, before the Middle Ages came around.
Right. Well, they removed Mary as a disciple of Jesus from the actual original scriptures.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They only left Mary the mother, not Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother, who was a virgin of immaculate conception.
Well, yeah, and the other one was a whore.
Right.
They
turned her into a whore and took her testament completely out of the, and writings out of the Bible.
But if she was a whore, she was also a what?
A cunt. A queen.
Yeah, Jesus. Now, I'm not going to read all of these, but like going through, there's like six or eight different points. And the fifth point is a cuntish country. And in the 1500s saw Shakespeare, rather than directly referring to cunt or cunny, alluding to the word in suggestive disguise in forms like cut, constable, and country. And this is evident in Act 3, Scene 2 of Hamlet, in which Hamlet says, "Do you think I mean country matters?" Followed by, "That's fair enough, I lie between a maid's legs." So apparently, like, this has been kind of massaged throughout the throughout the decades and the centuries. And my favorite part here was a cunt liberated. This is the seventh point of this whole presentation. In 1927, D.H. Lawrence's Lady Charolais's Lover was banned for promoting adultery. And although viewed as obscene in the early part of the 20th century, we are now, with the glorious benefit of hindsight, able to read this novel as a progressive, largely joyful account of a promiscuous sex from a female point of view. Lawrence believed in the redemptive power of mutual orgasm. I'm a big fan of mutual orgasms myself. I'm a giver and a receiver. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it comes as no surprise that cunt was used freely in the text to express sexual pleasure. A woman's a lovely thing when her, I mean, this is old English, when her's deep ter fuck and cunt's good. A woman's a lovely thing when her's deep in ter fuck and cunt's good. So, well, I mean, fuck, let it be known,
fuck
dude.
Fuck was shortened for, what was it, for unlawful carnal knowledge?
I don't know. Something I think like in 1929, that. This dude was using it as fuck. Like, I want to fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, fun stuff. I mean, you learn something new every day here. I enjoyed that little bit.
That is good. I mean, if you think about the female anatomy, and from
okay,
a guy's...
Educate us.
From, I don't know if I'm going to educate. I think pretty much every guy already kind of knows this. I mean, whether it's the downstairs region, the upstairs region, the booty, whatever. There's some kind of magic going on that casts spell over men and make them, like, just weak.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean? I think...
The whole term pussy whipped.
Yeah. And when you kind of go a little bit further than that... And okay, say you believe in God and the creation story and what have you, was that his way of some dark humor to cast on men? You know, and then you go back to the Garden of Eden, yada yada yada. There was supposed to be what's her face before Eve, and
what is her name? Don't just gloss over that. The evil one, right? They call her like the bad one.
Yeah. God, it's right on the tip of my tongue. If you find it, do not tell me. Just give me a very obscure clue. It is Judith.
Huh?
Not Judith.
Edith?
Edith. Is it Edith?
Is it?
No.
I don't think so.
What the fuck was
it? I'm looking it up. Let's see. I will give you a hint. Jewish folklore with red hair. I was as the first wife before Eve. Oh, okay. It's like a flower, like a white flower.
A white flower.
A white flower starts with an L.
Lilith.
Yeah, I was thinking.
That's why I was like, Edith.
I could have gotten lily pad. Frogs jump on these.
Oh yeah, you could have.
You know what I mean?
But yeah, Lilith was and then. I don't know. It's like a deep subject right there. You know what I mean? Like
also a redheaded woman that if there's ever a movie made will be played by a black woman, right? Lilith. She's redheaded.
Was Lilith redheaded?
Yeah. Huh. Goes back. That's a callback to the stuff we were talking about.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go grab a beer and take a piss. Do you have any clips that you wanted to play?
Let me look. I didn't find any, but I can look to see if I have some.
Okay.
I didn't.
I can play. I can play a long one.
Okay, yeah, do that.
I think this was long. Let's
see. I don't have any saved.
Oh, you're good. All right, so check this out. This is, the people are talking about the Epstein files and all this shit, but this is really like the more important thing. And when I come back, let me know if this restarts because I don't know exactly how long this is, but
okay.
We'll kick her off.
All right, kick it off.
Here we go.
Yay! Yay!
I'm very confused about the Genius Act. I thought there was a deal made by the president to make sure that included was going to be the central bank digital currency. There'd be no possibility of a backdoor to get that. So where are we?
Steve, let me explain something. In 1971, we went off of the gold standard. The Federal Reserve did that. and we went to cash, a cash society, and the value of the dollar has drastically gone down to the buying power is less than 10 cents now from where it was in the 1950s before we went off the gold reserve. What's happening today on July 17th in 2025 when no one is paying attention, no one's talking about it, everyone is in blind rage about the Epstein files, and I don't blame them. However, right now, what is being voted on today in Congress is the entire setup, groundwork, and entire infrastructure being laid to move from cash to digital currency. And the number one thing that is not happening today is a ban on a central bank digital currency. This means the ability for the government to take control of your digital bank account where all your money is and turn it off. And this is why I'm so upset and it's not being talked about. Steve, I was the only no vote on the rule last night. And Congress set a record last night. And no one's talking about that either. This was the longest vote held open for a rule.
Life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
In history, and it finally shut down sometime around midnight because there was a deal made, and the deal will not be honored. It was a deal that Speaker Johnson made, and he said that he would put a ban on central bank digital currency in the NDAA. But let me tell you something, that's going to get stripped out in the Senate because what they told us all week long is the Senate does not have the votes to pass a ban on a central bank digital currency. So I want to lay this out straight for you all. You never thought in your lifetime that the government would shut you down, would close your churches, would close your schools, would close your business. And that happened only a few years ago. But what is happening today is the groundwork is being laid, and it's all in the name of cryptocurrency and stablecoin. But it is the entire regulatory process to switch us from cash to a cashless society to digital currency that can be controlled by the federal government. And there will be no ban on a central bank digital currency. There will be no way to protect your ability to fully control your digital currency in the future. And I'm voting no to this today. I don't know if there'll be any other no votes on the Republican side, but I'm voting no to this because I'm a Christian and I've read the Bible and I believe what Revelations 13, 16 through 17 says. And I just cannot vote for a future system that will do that.
So, can you hear me? Okay. I don't understand the whole, like, terror of a cashless society. I understand that the government will definitely be able to control all of your spending. But they do this already, and they can control the value of the dollar. I mean, very, very precisely. It seems like when they want the dollar to go up, it will go up. When they want the dollar to go down, it'll go down. I like the idea of being able to do some business with, like, a friend or someone that I trust where I can just give them cash. It's not on the books. And it's like, say, hey, I gave you $100 to fucking pull some weeds. And we're using cash because the IRS doesn't need to fucking, you know about this $100 that I gave you because you're just coming here to pull my weeds as a friend. Or like, you know, like like I used to get money for chores when I was a kid. Would the IRS be wanting to fucking tax me for getting my $5 a week for picking up dog shit? You know what I mean? Like, that amount of money is going down more and more that they're trying to tax you on. If you get a $600 thing, you're supposed to be taxed on that now, right, when it wasn't always like that. So it's very weird, and I understand both sides of it. I'm not for a centralized digital currency at all. I never have been. I don't think I ever will be. But the fear porn of it is very, I think, exaggerated. And there's already a lot of cashless establishments. The Arizona Cardinals Stadium here is a cashless stadium. So, you know, it works just fine. You know, people know when you spend things and, you know, I don't know. It's a strange thing to be so fucking scared of. What were you pissed off about with that clip? I saw you kind of leaning over the Christian thing.
Well, yeah, you had to put that in there with the Revelation shit. Whatever. That's your belief. You're entitled to it. not going to take that away from you. What gets me is, oh my God, we're going to go cashless. Bitch, I know one place that I have to use cash to go. It's not on a regular, but frequent. My local bar. They don't have a credit card system. Other than that, I can't tell you the last time I pulled out cash to pay for something. I go to this grocery store, I'm tapping. I go to the beer store, I'm tapping.
Tapping that ass.
Yeah, tapping. Whether it's with my phone or with my fucking bank card. I order something online, it comes right out of my fucking bank account. The government can already shut all this shit down, regardless if there is a centralized digital currency or bank. They already have the power to do that. Canada proved that can be done when that whole trucker thing went on and what have you. You know, they froze everybody's account.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about just having your bank account. You know right. what I mean? Like, yeah, you can pull cash out of there, but if they were really trying to, like, fuck up, you know, and they were doing this, they were showing that they had the ability to do this, they could just freeze bank accounts of people that they don't want.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. So you go back to the old school way of, like, the Depression era generation that is slowly, you know, dying off, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You get, you know, they would take money and bury it or hide it in their house somewhere. I remember stories of my grandfather always putting all his cash in a bag and putting it in the freezer because he thought, oh, it's a freezer, it can't burn. You know, the mindset wasn't, you know, quite there. But, and you know, my grandmother, oh, that's his cold cash, yada, yada, yada. But he'd have fucking wads of fucking cash. You know what I mean? He didn't put anything in a bank.
That's pretty sweet. If I was a grandkid, they'd be like, hey, I'm going to go get a popsicle real quick.
Yeah.
That's pretty badass. I mean, yeah, when my grandpa passed away, when they were cleaning out his place of business, he owned a glass, like, auto body garage.
Mm-hmm.
And they were finding, like, you know, thousands of dollars, like, here and there, like, in a Band-Aid fucking tin. You know, he's just got fucking hundreds stashed in there.
Yep.
It's a cool way to live. I'm not going to lie. That's a badass thing. Or, like, if you just got a bunch of hundreds in your fucking wall, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, that's kind of cool. But, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I think that it's just kind of like the way things are going. I think it is more efficient. It's very much, it's a lot more convenient to lose your card than to lose, like, let's say you got $10,000 in your checking account, which I don't. But if you did, you know, it's a lot more convenient to lose your card that you can call and cancel than it is to fucking lose $10,000 cash.
Oh, absolutely.
You
know what
I mean? Obviously, you're not going to be carrying that around, but you get the point. Like, I'd rather lose my card any day than lose $20. Cash, you know what
correct
I mean?
Now, speaking of 20, when was
that's it? What I got in my bank
last night. I was going through some clean laundry. I pulled out a pair of like basketball shorts, whatever, you know, to wear. I reached in my pocket and I'm like, the fuck is this?
It's a nice feeling.
Oh, there's a folded up 20. I don't nice even feeling. I have no memory of ever putting it there. I was just like, well, I got a free 20.
You blacked out and went stripping, dude.
I guess.
Made $20. Yeah, dude. I mean, it is, I don't know, it's a fun thing to talk about. And the CBDCs are, I think it's definitely a bad move, right? But it's happening. And, you know, if Marjorie Taylor Greene is your voice of reason on this stuff, I think it's scary. You know what I mean? So, yeah, she's a little crazy.
She's a little fucking out there.
Yeah. And I hate when people say that she's attractive. She's not. She's not.
No.
Which, I mean, that doesn't matter.
I mean, there's a lid for every pot. Maybe, but she's not attractive.
No. Got a little bit of a weird face there.
Yeah, a little touch of Downs.
Let me see something.
Did you hear Obama telling, apparently, I didn't get any clips because they were narrated over, but apparently Obama was on, I don't know if Michelle has the podcast or they have a podcast together, but it was a podcast, and he's saying men need to be influenced and have a gay man in their life, and a lot of the black community is fucking hitting back on it, like, no, how about a strong dad and a strong mom? I don't need a gay dude. And he even went on, oh, I had a gay professor in college, and he would call me out on certain things and this and that. It's like, I don't need a gay dude. You just need a mom to teach you the feminine side and a dad to teach you the masculine side.
I mean, what kind of stuff was a gay dude going to call him out on? Like, not being so tolerant to gay people? Because I think in the year 2025 that we're living in, I think every group is tolerated by the masses, right?
Yeah.
Of course, you know, minorities can claim that there's racism. There always will be. There's also racism towards white people. There's racism or prejudice, I guess you would call it, against gay people. There always will be. There's always going to be a very small group. Just like there's always going to be, you know, there's going to be a small group of neo-Nazis. There's going to be a small group of drag queens that just fucking, you know, do the other, you know, side of the spectrum. Where
as much good as you have in the world on any side of anything, you're always going to have a little bit of bad that follows, because it has to.
Sure.
It's a given. You can't have all good and no bad. Even in your personal life, there's things that, yeah, you may be a good person and do good things for others, but there's times you get pissed and want to fucking maybe do bad things because you're upset. You know what I mean? Not saying, like, go beat the shit out of somebody, but, like, maybe, I don't know, like, your TV ain't working, or here's a stupid fucking example. Your team is losing in the playoffs in the NFL, and you get up and they lost, and you punch the fucking TV and break your whole fucking TV. Well, you got angry. That's a bad. That's bad. That's a bad. And now you just fucked up your TV for you, not just for you, but your family.
But that's a double negative. So wouldn't that be a positive?
No.
I think it is.
I don't think so.
I think as long as you do an even number of bad things, it ends up being a positive.
No. Bad's bad, good's good.
Well, math would tell you the opposite. you're speaking like 2 plus 2 equals 5, Gus.
No, not really. I mean,
no, I know.
It's kind of like the whole yin and yang. You know, you have to have some good and the bad. They have to balance somehow. Whether we like it or not, I'm not saying neo-Nazis or, you know, rogue drag queens trying to corrupt young little kids is a good thing. No, I'm not saying that at all. But it's 2025. You should expect to know that that does exist, because there is a lot of good in the world. But if you turn on the news and turn on the TV, what do they focus on? The bad. Because negativity and negative energy and anger is the easiest energy to put out. It's much harder to put out good energy than it is bad energy.
Yeah. Yeah, the mainstream media news is if it bleeds, it leads. But here on Cunt, where if it squirts, it gets words. Mm, right? That's what we do. That's a nice one. I just fucking came up with that.
You know, but, like Kendrick says, turn the TV off, turn the TV off, turn the TV off. Turn it off.
Turn his TV off. Well, we talked about this last time.
I know, but you can turn yours off, too.
Yeah. A bad example, because I think that that's like a metaphor for killing someone. I think.
Could be. I'm just taking it literally.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
We got to talk about my new doormat.
Oh, God. Do you know what song that's from?
Him and Drake did it.
Yeah. I'm going in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, talk about it.
I came across it. I couldn't resist.
TikTok?
Yeah, it was on TikTok. And I got the biggest one on there. It says, hello, motherfucker. Hey, hi, how you doing?
Yeah. It's Weezy F baby coming to take shit in urine.
Yeah. So it sits right at my door now.
I like it. It is funny. I told you when you sent me that, I was like, dude, I love Lil Wayne, but I would never. Uh-huh. I would never.
And I was just like, I can do what I want.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I would have that, something like that on my,
enter like your man cave or like where you're podcasting from, you know, something
Man cave, maybe a little place to put my feet, like a little foot pad on under my desk, you know, but yeah, no, it is funny. Like to think about like my parents coming to my house and just like being greeted with that. Did you ever get a tetanus shot?
Years and years and years and years ago.
I got one.
I avoid them now.
Yeah, they're a scam. I got one when I was little. I was probably 5 or 6, And I was playing at a playground in my parents' neighborhood, and there was a rusty fucking gate latch, you know, like, you know, those old school ones, you know, they flip it up and you can pull the little stick out. So I went in there, and for some reason, I don't know what I did, but I just fucking cut my palm from like thumb to pinky with this rusty ass thing. Thought it was the end of the world when I was a little kid. But it turns out the tetanus shot is a very dangerous thing. Imagine that, right? So let's learn about some, what is it? It's not tinnitus. What is it? Tetanus? Is it just called tetanus?
I think it is just tetanus.
Where you get like lockjaw and shit?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Tetanus shot. Don't get it.
If you step on a rusty nail, you should have had a tetanus shot, right? Well, that's what we've been told. The tetanus shot changed everything for me. It was the last toxin I ever had injected in my body and made me so incredibly sick that it forced me to look into what was actually in it. Believe it or not, tetanus vaccines are usually made from rotting organs, something worth knowing if you're vegan or vegetarian. They use cow heart and boil it in water to create an environment for Clostridium tetani, the bacteria that produces the tetanus toxin, to grow. They then neutralize the toxin with formaldehyde and mix it with aluminum adjuvants. No wonder it made me feel like death. Another thing that people should know is that tetanus doesn't even come from rust at all. It actually comes from a bacteria that lives in horse or cow manure and sometimes soil or dust. So unless you're working on a farm or walking barefoot through manure, your risk of tetanus is extremely low. And if you have a milk allergy, the tetanus vaccine contains casein and can cause fatal anaphylaxis, yet most people are never warned about this. Getting the booster every 10 years is also another vaccine schedule joke, as studies have shown that there's no difference in protection between people who get the booster every 10 years versus those who receive it every 30. But here's the wildest part. Even if you're one of the less than 30 cases in the US each year and you actually get exposed through a deep oxygen deprived wound, an additional shot, which is the protocol, wouldn't even help you because it takes 2 to 7 weeks to build antibodies after the shot. If you're already infected, it's too late. Instead, just take 1 gram of vitamin C, preferably from a whole food source, for 5 to 7 days. In a clinical study, this approach resulted in 100% survival in children with tetanus and significantly reduced mortality in adults. We don't need more vaccines. We need more truth and a little more vitamin C.
So it's kind of no different than the concoction that I used to make for years, you know, high in vitamin C with all your citrus.
Quinine?
Quinine, yeah, absolutely.
Do you still do that?
I drink orange juice on a daily, but I don't make the quinine unless I was going to make it. Who was it? I think it was my neighbor. He was sick. This is 2 years ago. I was like, I can make you a concoction. He's like, no, I don't want. I was like, all right. It'll knock it out of your fucking system. I'm telling you. He's like, no. But no, I haven't made it. I think the last time it was right around New Year's. I kind of felt like I was getting something, but like not sick, but kind of felt sick. And I was just like, I feel a little off. I just started popping zinc and 3 days I was fine.
Yeah, zinc, echinacea is a really powerful thing. My old neighbor taught me about that.
And I have it growing right out front of my house.
Echinacea?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to have.
Most people call it, in the plant world and gardening, it's referred to as the purple coneflower.
Purple coneflower. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And you have a yellow coneflower as well. But it's echinacea.
Interesting. Yeah. No, I mean, echinacea it seems to do the trick. Now, all right, let's check this out. Everyone remembers 9/11. You remember 9/11, Ghost?
I don't think I was alive.
You can't forget.
Never forget?
There were some really creepy ads that aired after that I didn't pay attention to. I was pretty young. But here's three really creepy ads that are very kind of like dystopian.
Okay.
After 9/11. So here's some creepy ads. We love our creepy weird ads here too. So here we go.
But personally, I am just so sick and tired of these taxes.
Why do you always do this?
You know, every time you get a paycheck now, most of it goes straight to the government.
Hey, keep it down. You want somebody to hear you?
I'm just saying. I'm the one who's making the money, and I have no say-so.
You know what you're saying? Just calm down.
You want them to ruin your life?
They can do that, you know.
May he bless you and keep you. May he grant you peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for coming.
I'll see you all next week, and please be careful going home.
Excuse me.
I can't seem to find these anywhere.
These books are no longer available.
I didn't know.
May I have your name, please?
Why?
Excuse me.
What did I do?
We just have a couple of questions.
Easy.
Those were kind of weird. I remember the last one, but never really paid it no mind.
Well, yeah, because we didn't really have the mindset, I think, to really understand or like read between the lines on those.
No,
but I mean, basically after 9/11, when like we're told that freedom's under attack, and that was like a thing to get like people rallied up to support the cause of invading a country that had nothing to do with the taking down of those towers, right?
If we invaded the right country, oh, we can't even talk about that.
We don't even fucking say their name, dude. It's they are crazy, and to think that those kinds of ads are going, and I mean, there's still weird ads today that play. Like the KFC one was the last one that I really remember.
Oh, with the gravy thing and like he got dunked or what?
Yeah, like a human went into the lake of gravy and then came out as a fried chicken tender.
Yeah, like hello, like they're not even allowed to call it Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore. They had to legally change their name to KFC because it's not actually fucking chicken.
Yeah.
I was with a friend, and his mom was like, hey, can we swing by and get some KFC? He's like, yeah. Swung through the drive-thru. And his mom, she was nice. It was like, would you like some? I was like, I don't eat this shit. You don't? I'm like, no. It's not even fucking chicken. What do you mean it's not chicken? Well, you got a phone? You got a computer. Go do your research.
Check it out. When was this?
Probably about a month ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And did they still get the chicken?
Oh, yeah. Is that there?
KFC?
Yeah. I was just like, I ain't eating that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm more of a Chick-fil-A man myself.
After what we've reported on Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, and KFC,
You know, I think with all that stuff, I think if you eat it in very moderate amounts, right? Like, I'm not, you know, if I ever have a kid, I'm not getting the McDonald's on a weekly basis. Right. I'm not doing, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, it's poison.
And I say that, you're talking to a dude that every now and again has a weakness for a McDouble and a fry. You know what I mean? Or every
just
once
one
in a
fry.
Yeah, a large fry. Every now and again, you know, treat my body like shit and get some Taco Bell. Or it's not all the time.
Do not speak badly about Taco Bell.
I will not. They just need to bring back the Enchirito. The
fucking Enchirito. Hey, they did the I bet you they might at some point, you know, but
they
more
have
people
to.
Realize
it was
that it's just
an original menu item.
I bet. I mean, but people are just going to realize that it's a fucking burrito dipped in enchilada sauce.
Well, duh. This is basically an enchilada. That's why they call it an Enchirito.
Wasn't there black olives on those bad boys,
oh,
too?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they brought back the Mexican pizza. That was my thing. I actually haven't had fast food in, like, a meaningful way in quite some time. We did pick up some Burger King not too long ago. But I got, like, the tiny, tiny burger with, like, a small or medium fry or something. Burger King's nice. I mean, there is something in those where, like, you eat it and you're like, fuck, this is good.
The last time I had Burger King, this was, like, when was this? It was like, a few months ago. And I was on the road. I was picking up stuff from other branches to bring back to the store I work at. And I hadn't eaten all day. I swung in, walked in. I think I grabbed a Big King or whatever. And Lover. A Big King.
Huh.
It's their kind of play on the Big Mac.
Okay.
But a Big King with bacon and what have you. And I was just like, man, I remember eating these when I was in the military, this and that. I bit into it, and I'm eating it. And I wolfed it down. I mean, I did. I ate it. I'm going to taste it later, right? I was that hungry. It was salty as fuck. Like, and I'm not one to be like, because, like, I'll eat bacon, and, you know, every now and again I'll be like, ooh, that's a little salty. But, you know, nothing to worry about. But to me, all I tasted was the salt. I was just like, man, this doesn't taste like it used to.
Interesting. You know what they call a quarter pounder in France?
A royale with cheese. Do you know why?
Because of the metric system.
Yes.
You know what that's from, right?
Uh-huh.
Everyone does. Everyone does. From Jackie Brown. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a chopper, baby.
Yeah, dude. That's a great movie. Pulp Fiction.
Are you going to bring out the gimp?
Oh, God. Only if you fuck me in the ass. That's what is going on in that scene. All right, well, I got one more clip, and then we can wrap up here. This is an interesting one, the diva. I think we might have covered something similar to this at some point, but this is fun. I like this kind of stuff.
Do you have any funny clips?
Oh, dude, yeah, I got a couple actually really funny ones if we want to. I can go back through the bank. We can play a couple funnies. So here's a serious one, educational purposes, and then we'll go through a couple funnies.
Okay.
Here we go.
Didn't I tell y'all when y'all see this face that I'm about to drop a truth bomb on you? Diva and thug are two demons. The term thug Buddhist refers to the historical Indian cult of thuggee, not to any specific Buddhist practice or deity. Thuggee was a group of bandits and murderers who worship the Hindu goddess Kali and practice ritual strangulation. Kali is a powerful Hindu goddess primarily associated with time, death, destruction, and empowerment. In Buddhism, a diva is a divine being, and it is the highest of the six possible forms of existence. In other religions such as Hinduism, divas are godlike beings or demons. In younger Avesta, the divas are divinities that promote chaos and disorder. Who promoted being a thug? No person greater than Tupac. And look, we heard what thug means. Chaos, destruction, disorder. This is what's promoted in our music today. Just like being a diva. Here get your divas right here. You see? We're called to be men and women of Yah, to be holy, not divas and not thugs. So ladies and gentlemen, the next time you want to call yourself a diva or a thug, replay this video and look at what you actually are saying and putting on yourself. Didn't I tell you?
Please make sure you send me these.
Where do you want that one?
Yeah, I want that one. I want the cunt one.
Didn't I?
What was the other one?
I don't know.
I'll think about it. I'll remember.
We got that one. Well, the cunt, I was going to send you the article on cunt.
Okay, yeah, do
but
that.
We can do either one.
And I'm going to bug you as soon as we're done recording to send me it.
Oh, I'm already sending them, buddy.
Oh, okay.
You got them both.
Well, I just know how. I know how my boy's memory is. Sometimes I'm just looking out.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll need a.
Why you forget when you suck my dick?
45, huh?
That's why you always forget that you sucked my dick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Dude, have you seen that thing where it's like, I'm a hypnotist. All this stuff, and when I snap my fingers, you're gonna forget that you're gay. And he snaps his fingers, and you're like, dude, I was never gay. He's like, exactly. Like, it's so good, dude.
That is good.
The way that the dude does it is really good, too. It's a good party trick. All right. As far as funny clips, I mean, I thought this was really funny. You might not get it. But my family and I, we all talk like this guy.
Okay.
And there's a guy, he goes by Sniper Steve out in the world there. It's one of these characters, but... just love the way this dude talks, and like I said, me and my family, we talk like this to each other all the time. So here's Sniper Steve. Get a look at him.
Bacon burger.
Huh?
Barbecue bacon burger. Dank, actually.
That's it?
Yeah.
And you're going to have to start it over.
I'm feeling kind of dank, actually. Barbecue bacon burger.
Huh?
Barbecue bacon burger.
Huh?
Barbecue bacon burger. Dank, actually.
That's it?
Yeah. I'm feeling kind of dank, actually.
Sorry, I'm
random. Barbecue, bacon, burger, and the side for that, you get salad or chips, or you can upgrade.
Do you have
fries.
Do you have Caesar salad?
No, Caesar. It's just a plain mixed greens.
How about this, bro? How about I get some fries, actually?
Some fries?
Some fries would be very delightful.
And for your burger, pink or well done?
Pink? What? Like...
pink in the middle.
Okay, like, maybe, like, on medium well, actually?
Well, maybe well done, then.
Okay, well, that done. Sounds awesome, actually.
Okay, anything else?
okay. No.
No?
Nope. Okay. Actually, I'm just feeling a little bit dank today.
Okay, and for here to go?
For here, because my friends are here. My friends are waiting for me, actually.
Okay, good.
My friends are really cool and they're very nice.
What's the name for this order?
My name is Sniper Steve.
Steve?
Sniper Steve. Barbecue bacon.
So...
It's just so good. I'm feeling pretty dank, actually.
You know that it was a video that went viral. This dude had two phones, and he called one Chinese restaurant and called the other and made them talk to each other. And they're like, hello, can I help you?
Oh, the Chinese places?
Yeah. No, you call me. No, you call me. What you want? No, we don't have that. Well, I did that for my buddy. And... he's like, oh my God, that's fucking hilarious. Well, then we're standing there, we're having a couple beers, right? And you get one of those potential spam calls, right?
Yeah.
I said, let me answer it. He goes, okay. I said, oh, hello, what you want? Chinese food? He goes, I'm looking for blah, 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 blah. I said, oh no, we don't have shrimp abro.
You need, nice.
You want shrimp abro? No, we don't have. You get spring roll. Excuse me? I'm like, you don't want spring roll? What you want? What you want? I went through this whole spiel. They finally hung up. But it was just, I love that video. And that reminded me of it.
Yeah, dude, it's a nice move to just fuck with people that are...
Oh, I mean, hell yeah.
That guy was just doing his job, but it's pretty hilarious. Now, have you ever heard, like, I don't know if I played this one for you, but did you ever, like, have you ever, like, talked with a very active listener? Like, if you were, like, telling me a story and I'm just, right. Oh, yeah, right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Did I play that clip for you?
Yeah.
I did? Okay, cool. Well, then we won't play that. That was, like, the last funny one that I had saved in here. Yeah, dude, it's definitely a good move. What is this one? We might have some good ones.
Oh no, pork fried rice for you. Okay, okay, that your order. Okay, 10:50, man. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just fucking send them, just make them confused as fuck as to what's going on.
Yeah, like, ooh, what?
But yeah, dude, no, I don't have any funny ones saved. That's next fine. Time, I'll try to get some funny ones like lined up, and we can have a couple laughs at the end here. But I'm ready to fucking.
All right, sponsor, PurePetWellness.com. PurePetWellness.com, go there for all your pet CBD needs. They help with anxiety. They help my dogs, just not Ryan's as much, but they will help your dogs with fireworks, loud noises, and what have you, and car travel if they get car sick. Just do not feed them first so they don't have anything on their belly when you're traveling. That's PurePetWellness.com. Enter Ghost or DWP at checkout. You get 20% off your entire order. Check out the Patreons, patreon.com/mythirdeye or Dangerous World Podcast. That's patreon.com/Dangerous World Podcast or My Third Eye Podcast. I only put up this. Ryan puts up the video.
Sometimes.
I don't release the video because you can watch it for free on X. DangerousWorldPodcast.com for all your shirt needs. Government is the virus. You can get your cunt shirts. Joe sent us both a picture rocking the old OG Government is the virus. Love it. I have two of them, one with sleeves, one without.
I've got like nine.
I bet you do. You made them. So. Yeah. But you can get the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle or the G.I. Joe theme cunt shirts over at DangerousWorldPodcast.com. Anything you want to add?
No, I think you nailed it. Did we do the Pure Pet Wellness? Yes, you did. We got everything, man. Cunt of the Week is upon us, though.
Okay, here we go.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, dickhead?
You are a cunt.
Sweet music. I'm going to go with the, and I tell you, I'm Christian, but like the elite Christians of old that demonized the word cunt.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm going with them.
That's fair enough. I'm going with, God, we didn't really cover too much serious stuff other than that.
I mean, you could go medical industrial complex for like vaccines, okay, like the tinnitus I'll do shot.
That. Yep, that'll be my cunt of the week because
no. Do Marjorie Taylor Greene for freaking people out.
You know what? Fuck that. Yeah, good point. Fuck that weird
fuck
lady
old dog face.
Yeah, fuck old dog face with a touch of Downs.
Yeah,
cunt of the week, bitch.
Yeah, not a fan. And you know, when people are like, oh, you shouldn't talk any shit about politicians, people were talking shit about Trump and saying that he should be killed. So I think that I can call a woman that's ugly a dog face.
Yeah. You know? And
she takes advantage of the taxpayers. So
we are a government of the people, by the people, for the people. We are supposed to be able to talk shit and keep the government in check. They're not there to keep us in check. So fuck them.
Yeah, we really knocked her down a peg calling her dog face.
Yeah,
so
fuck dog face.
That's what we're doing.
Give you a milk bone if you go poop and pee in the right part of the yard.
Give her some tacos de perro. I'm surprised
tacos
you didn't say
de
that.
Perro, yeah. Si.
Simone. All right. Yeah, dude, fun show. I mean, it's always fun to do these, man. Like I said, we're just doing the every other week, probably through the summer and like maybe a little longer. But, you know, we want to get back to doing the regular shit when we get the chance to do so. Ghost's a busy beau. You know, he's a busy beau. So
new position at work, got extra responsibilities.
Doggy missionary, what are you doing?
I prefer like the leg up in the air. I forget what it's called, like the corn cob? They call it a corn cob or something.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I have to stand there in the corner with my leg in the air and they take this corn cob.
Pile driver's a nice one.
Pile driver, but there's no corn on the fucking corn cob and they just sit there and go wham, 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 wham.
Got it. Dutch rudder. I mean, there's a lot of good ones.
Like, fuck, this hurts, but okay. If this is what I got to do, I'm going to do it.
Hell yeah. Well, good for you, man.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
What are we?
We're a lip above.
We are a lip above. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
1, 2, 3, 4. I told you so. I told you so. Remember when I told you about 9/11? Remember when I told you about Building 7? Remember when I told you about the fluoride in the water? Yes, I did. Remember when I told you about the New World Order? Remember that? Remember when I told you about the chemtrails in the sky? Remember when I told you that NASA was full of lies? Remember when I told you about the ultra mind control? Well, I just want to say that I told you so, yeah. Remember when I told you about 432 hertz, that is, and what 440 can do to you? It hurts my ears. Remember when I told you about the vaccine agenda? Yes, I did. And that Michelle Obama is a transgender. Yes, he is. The dinosaur fraud, the climate change scam, and yes, Sandra Bullock is also a man. Remember when I told you that there ain't no clone? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. 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 Remember when I told you about the TV flicker rate? And how it puts your brain in an alpha state? Remember when I told you about germ theory?
Remember when I told you about gravity? Remember that? Remember when I told you about Paul McCartney? Remember when I told you about direct energy? Remember when I told you about Monsanto? Well, I just wanna say that I told you so. 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 Yeah. Remember when I told you about the mainstream media? Your so-called celebrities and pedophilia. Remember that child trafficking and that adrenochrome. Remember when I told you about the Georgia Guidestone? Remember when I told you about the false flag operation? Remember when I told you about 5G radiation? Remember that I told you that? Well, I just want to say that I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. Yeah, I told you so.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.